The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, and it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Makes a special statement. I am the
the bread of life. It is not the bread that you eat and in few hours you feel hunger again. This bread that I am, this bread. Whoever eats this bread will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. We remember probably also from last Sunday that after this miracle of multiplication of bread, Jesus withdrew himself, left the crowds, and he went along with his disciples to the other side of the lake, what we have also in today's gospel. Why? Because they wanted to name him a king. They wanted him their king, of course, also because of this special reason. A king, a political leader, can give people bread. A political leader can create a system where people are motivated to produce bread. And that is, of course, a good thing. But Jesus, as he said in today's gospel, is greater than king, is greater than political leader. He says, whoever comes to me will never hunger. To understand that self-revelation of Jesus, we need to look at the context. Jesus is speaking to Jewish people, to his Jewish brothers and sisters. Jesus is a son of Israel. He was born from a Jewish mother. The Blessed Virgin Mary was a faithful Jewish woman. When the Jewish people had the bread, they immediately connected that bread from heaven with the bread that we were talking about in our first reading. Manna from the desert. Also, we remember, and it is not coincidence today, that when we are talking about bread from heaven, Jesus' bread from heaven, in our gospel, in our first reading, we are talking about manna, about this Israelites walking for 40 years in the desert and feeding themselves from this bread that God gave them. They immediately connected manna with bread from heaven that Jesus would like to give them. They said, our ancestors ate manna in the desert. Now to our time, now to our situation, you and I, we also can say our ancestors ate manna in the desert. We have become part of the Jewish people. St. Paul says we are wild branches that have been grafted on to the olive tree. By our baptism, you and I have been grafted to the olive tree of Judaism. You and I, we can say, our ancestor ate manna in the desert. But now, we would like this bread that after eating, we will never hunger. The bread of Jesus Christ. This is the one topic that I would like to touch, to talk about in today's homily. I have also another one that is more or less connected, because I would like to talk about part of our Mass, especially the sign of peace. We know that during the Mass, after the prayer, Our Father, and right before communion, we give the sign of peace to people around us. There has been a misunderstanding. We got an idea that through this sign of peace, we create the community. No, Jesus created the community. We are part of this community. We express community by affection, care, support, and above all, by forgiveness and reconciliation. It means the community, the sign of community, is present here from the beginning of the Mass to the end, not only in this moment of sign of peace. The sign of peace expresses our desire to allow God to make us in the community. We cannot do it on our own power. The sign of peace should be a simple gesture, the peace of Christ be with you. The peace of Christ, or simply peace. Then sometimes we offer a handshake, or even sometimes a kiss. St. Paul speaks about greeting each other with a holy kiss. I wouldn't try this. And next to you is not your husband or wife, at least in our community. But definitely, at least give a smile. At the same time, the sign of peace is not a time for exchanging greetings or even for talking. It is enough to say peace. It is enough to give a smile. It is enough to give a handshake. Maybe not in this community, but in other churches, I saw people running all around, like running for a present, to shake hands of everybody in this community. The sign of peace is not a conversation style. It is a symbolic gesture to prepare our hearts for Holy Communion. It is possible to be friendly, but at the same time, it is possible to be reverent. Once again, I want to emphasize that sign of peace is not a moment to create a community. Jesus does it for us. What we do is express our union with Jesus and with this community. Right before the moment when we receive the bread of life that gives us eternal life. Amen.